anybody is to watch your partner do stuff with themselves. So if they are trying anal sex with a finger on themselves while masturbating, watch your partner to see how they do it, because that will tell you how to communicate with depth, with speed, and with angle.
Fine.
You can't speak French, huh? You're just teasing her.
I'm teasing her. She stands there looking so beautiful and luscious and feminine and dainty, and she smiles with those dimples, and you say that I'm teasing her.
Ho, ho, that's rich.
Now, that's enough, Jerry. Now you shake hands with Miss Darcelle like a gentleman.
You American customs are so strange. Over here, you shake hands. In France, we kiss.
Well, anything I can do to make you feel at home, baby. I'm teasing her.
No, Jeff.
4560-60973. You're listening to me on the Sex and Relationship Show on LBC. I'm Lucy Beresford, and it's 8:16. Nick Ferrari.
And all this time, I thought what I had to offer was the most efficient and effective advertising agency in the world.
I can imagine how this sounds.
I wonder.
But I've always been like this. I say things that may sound way out to others, but if I feel them, why not say them?
Why not indeed?
I wonder if I might take you and Maureen to dinner one night.
Maureen is going away. She intends to stay with a friend for a while on the West Coast.
Oh. Well, could we make it some evening before she leaves?
We could try.
Are you having a problem, Mr. Carlson?
Is it that obvious?
Yes. I know you asked me to lunch for a purpose.
Well, quite frankly, I'm in love with your boss.
Well, that's...
Trade or public, Calder Valley Skip Hire will make your waste disappear. We've reduced the prices of our mini, midi and maxi skips to make dumping your rubbish easier and cheaper with...
...store on the frontage road was. It is Best Buy. I see it right now.
Amores que juegan, amores que faltan. Pretty woman, I know many. converted to the app. All right, so we're going to continue with the countdown with Michael Harrison, Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, and myself, Rich McFadden, here on Doug Steffens' Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Using a Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week.
Hi, I'm Scott. I'm a fairly late convert to Facebook and social media. And actually, I found out I get my information about various feminist radio activities. My first point of contact is often on Facebook. Mm-hmm. For instance, the Women's International News Gathering Service, I liked them. And now, daily, I get news about their news stories, Women on the Line, which is an Australian.
I discovered I am a migrant, and so for me, my first encounters with Dutch broadcasting history and radio history were very shocking because the language being spoken, particularly the accent in even the 1960s, is like no other accent that you ever hear anymore. And I mean, I think to a Dutch person that that's also sort of oral shorthand for the past. And for me, it was, it's a very interesting, it's I love the sound now. I mean, I get nostalgic for a time that I was never there. Simply in hearing this sort of voice, it was, in a way, it was a much gentler form of speaking.
Saturday Breakfast Show on Radio Teesdale. It's Saturday the 14th of March. John Atkinson here in the studio. Rather special day today for us. It is 2 minutes and 38 seconds past the hour of 8 o'clock here in the UK, but we've managed to get a rather special guest to provide us with the weather forecast for the Teesdale area. We've gone, I think, about as far away as we can to find this guy. We are talking to the New Zealand Met Office, and Steve, I think you're on the line from somewhere way down under. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning from NZ. It's just after 9 o'clock here on Saturday night, and pitch black outside. Yes, I'm situated in Wellington, the capital. For those who've been here before, it's at the base of the North Island, and I've been sitting here since 2 o'clock this afternoon on my shift. Got an hour to go before going home to bed.
Let's, as always, limber people up. We'll give them the jingle, and then if you can give us the weather report for the Teesdale area, and we shall then talk New Zealand weather.
Okie dokie.
Your local weather with Radio Teesdale.
Well, as far as Barney's concerned today in Teesdale, it looks like a cloudy, windy kind of a day. Some bright.
Disse fugle lyder måske som ganske almindelige fugle, sådan som man kan høre dem overalt i verden. Men det er de nu ikke. Ikke for mig i hvert fald. Jeg kan med det samme stedfæste dem som velfodrede solsorte og stære af den højere middelstand med fast bopæl i Gordon Square, Bloomsbury, London, WC1.
And her father, Leif. Today on this Arabic lesson, we will be teaching you two expressions. Welcome and blessed Ramadan. We will teach you how to say welcome to CKUT. Have a blessed Ramadan.
Ahlan wa sahlan.
Ahlan wa sahlan.
That means welcome, but it literally means feel amongst your family and at home. Ahlan wa sahlan.
Ahlan wa sahlan.
Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem.
Blessed Ramadan, or literally generous Ramadan. Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan.
Ahoj, ahoj, Zlatka. I am from the Czech Republic and you can hear me at noon on Saturdays on Peterborough FM. Doufám, že si spolu zaspomínáme na naši skvělou českou a slovenskou muziku. Samozřejmě.
If you never call on them, your best friend's station.
This is Radio North Sea International, broadcasting from 51 degrees, 42 minutes, 30 seconds north, 1 degree, 17 minutes east. On 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and in FM, channel 43, 100 megacycles. On the air from 5:30 a.m. until 2 a.m. every day, Europe's only all-day music station, this is Radio North Sea International.
Radio 1, the music.
That's kind of what everybody thinks gay people are doing.
No, listen, gay people and straight people are the same. When you want to do sex, sometimes you want, sorry if I'm saying something that's not supposed to do, but sometimes you want blowjob, sometimes you want, you know, the full sex. It depends. Mm. Sometimes you want someone to kiss your own body and make you come or whatever.
Yeah.
What's important for me to say is that I heard what people said before on your show. The important thing is that if you're doing it first time, buy yourself poppers or something, go to a nice room. Or it's important for the first time when your body is not recognized on these things to relax. This is the old Bible thing. You just
that
need
is the
relax.
Key thing. It's relaxation and breathing as well, isn't it? You've got to be able to breathe through it. Asas, thanks for your call. Let's quickly go to Liv in the West End. That sounds very glamorous, Liv.
Hi.
Hello. What would you like to say?
So, yeah, I've never tried it. And so after hearing this, I'm very intrigued, but still also very scared.
What are the things that scare you?
I've heard a couple horror stories, I guess, and about, you know, going to the bathroom maybe while you try it, or
yeah,
it being very unhygienic.
And as you say, there can be some horror stories which you kind of hear about and think, oh, then that won't be for me. And then as a result, you're tense any time somebody suggests it. But
exactly. I find it hard to relax in that situation.
Now, have you ever slept with someone who you have been tempted to raise that topic with, though? Because, again, I think that it all depends who you're sleeping with, I think.
No, yes, I have been tempted, but I think it's the fear from the stories that, you know, wouldn't ever help me relax. So I'm trying to figure out how I can cross the bridge.
Cross that line. Well, as an anal virgin, welcome to the show. I think...
I can be clear. I'll head that way.
1318, 10-4, copy from Hayden in 101. Higher on the off-ramp between the right and center lanes. ETL, copy ETL, southbound 51 from Glendale about 1 ago. Copy ETL, southbound 51 from Glendale about 1 ago for a rust-covered Ford F-150 with a camper shell. Approximately 5 small children, up he advised, they're not in seats, but in the bed of the pickup. 1028 is bent and unreadable. RP is concerned for the children's safety. End of ATL at 1230.
del Río número 100, Parque Industrial del Río. Te esperamos en nuestro nuevo edificio. IGB Automotriz te espera.
A causa de los sismos, debemos extremar precauciones para preservar la salud. Lávate las manos antes de comer y después de ir al baño. Usa cloro para limpiar los lugares en donde prepares alimentos y hierve el agua antes de beberla. Si sufres...
Cambio 16. La radio digital.
Área que da el extra, que hace el extra, ¿no? Y que realmente todo lo podemos hacer.
Uno te ve y te digo yo cualquier persona te ve en la calle y pensaría que tienes limitaciones. Yo te preguntaría, ¿de verdad tienes limitaciones?
Fíjate, yo creo que tengo límites, diferentes limitaciones.
And then he heard Elmore James, and he said Elmore James brought a screaming intensity and driving dance beat to his music, and he became my role model. He was the cat who made me see what I wanted to do. He raised me. Okay, here's J.P. Hutter. This is at the very end. It's his last live recordings from an album called Chicago Slide, Final Shows, 1982. Also takes place in France. We're going to hear him do... I Feel So Good, and then a really nice cover of Gershwin's Summertime with a really sweet Latin beat, J.P. Hutto. J.P. Hutto.
You know I feel so good. Well, I feel good.
Day, can you play a song called Choices by George Jones? And I think the phone is ringing. Let's see. No calls right now. So another written request that reads, hey, good afternoon, Nadira. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I'd like to say hello to everyone out there listening. And can you play Wagon Wheel by Darius Rucker for me? And that's coming from Bobby. Another written request. Hello, Nadira. Can I send a request out going to my girlfriend, Rachel Robaska, who is at work at Gatchoquin? I'd like to say work safe and miss you. Love you so much. And can you please play Dennis Bruno, I Love You, coming from her girlfriend, Jenny, in Fond du Lac. I like listening to your request show every Saturday all the way from Fond du Lac, Saskatchewan. Thank you very much, and I hope you're enjoying your Saturday afternoon. Hello, good afternoon.
Hi. I'm making a request.
Okay. Go ahead.
I don't want to go on the...
You're on the air, so go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
I'd like to make a request.
Right, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to make a request to... Palizzo and John Doctor and all his kids, Darcy and John Rain, Pila, Gloria and Donna, and all my family in Waki.
Okay.
And come from Gina and from to Berta Goulet and Eddie Goulet and all his family. You can play a song?
What song did you want to hear?
Any kind with a George Jones.
George Jones, got it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye now. I think I have one more written request. This one says, please, can I request a song Hot Rod Heart, CCR, to Shane, I think, and that's coming from Amanda. Some music now here on the request show, George Strait and Amarillo, by morning.
I will find my inspiration. I will find my way.
The 24th of September. Become a bobbing champion.
We'll even collect and deliver your vehicle at no extra cost. For MOTs, repairs, exhausts and more. All a competitive...
Online or via the Wickes Trade Pro app today. Wickes, let's do it right.
Yeah, I'm just in my zone with...
No, I haven't pressed play yet on it.
Yeah, but you've heard it.
Oh, but me in the office is very different to the big audience, you know. We're going to play it in 3 minutes' time. What about that?
You've changed.
No, I haven't heard it. I don't listen to this music.
Oh, God. You're so mean.
I sit there in the upload just looking at it, just hoping that... You know. Right, so we're going to be playing Teddy Boy in a few minutes. Yeah. Is that available?
Yes, that's available everywhere. iTunes, Spotify, everywhere. Yeah. And before the end of the year, you're going to get something else new. And we're going into the studio quite soon.
So are you not saying what it is?
As usual, we're not saying what it is, but it is slightly more substantial than a single.
So what's... Because I've got it written on my script, because I thought we could say it. Is it that?
Well, that's one of the things.
That we can talk about or not talk about?
Yeah, we can talk about it, I guess.
we should have practiced this.
We should have practiced this.
So something coming before Christmas.
Yes, definitely. It's going to be another single.
Right.
And Teddy Boy's probably our most poppy thing to date. Would you guys agree?
Yeah.
Sure.
And this one kind of takes it a little poppier, I'd say.
A little poppier.
It's a bit different. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A bit different from the other stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you think... What's been the development of that? Why do you think... Because of New Boy in the Corner?
Well, Teddy Boy was the first record I've been on. The other ones was the old drummer.
But the
new one is actually a legacy recording.
Y no tengamos ningún problema para que las cosas lleguen a su destino y lleguen a los lugares donde deben de llegar. A todos, a todas, a toda la gente que participa, gracias por sus aportaciones, pero falta más corazón y yo apelo a su generosidad y a la forma
tan sincera y tan amplia y a la manera tan natural de volcarse de los hidalguenses y particularmente de, en este caso de la gente de Pachuca. Más tarde voy a estar en Tulancingo, voy a estar en Tizayuca. Les agradezco a todos y a ustedes les reconozco el esfuerzo porque mucha gente no lo ve y cree solamente que ustedes están cómodamente en un lugar transmitiendo el trabajo que hacen los medios de comunicación, gráficos, de audio, de electrónicos. El trabajo de estas personas es un trabajo pocas veces reconocido, pero indispensable para que con objetividad y con ética lleven a la gente la respuesta, las noticias.
Cambio 16. La radio digital. La radio.
Dominion Diamond would like to remind everyone that there is only 1 week to go in the contest to win a beautiful diamond pendant. It's easy to enter for a chance to win. Please go to Facebook, search for Dominion Diamond Corporation, and read the official contest rules. The contest ends on September the 30th.
Для самих Марокко. Да, скифы мы, да, мы рабы. И вот в Египте мы, заразы, в наш сфинкс глядится пустоглазый неотвратимостью судьбы. И третье.
Some drama and the life backstory.
Exactly. So we go there and we talk to store owners, you know, we ask them about the history of the store and how they've kind of carried on the tradition of whatever it is that they do from their grandparents or from their parents. And then we write articles about what makes these shops so interesting and so appealing and why people should maybe spend a little bit more time looking into those kind of forgotten corners of Tokyo. So until this past April, everything was in Japanese, but starting this April, we launched a English page.
Great.
Yeah, and we hired some foreign writers.
Yeah.
And so they come into Koto City, they go to the stores and they do the interviews. They write their articles entirely in English from their perspective. So it's really like, what do foreigners find interesting? Interesting about Koto City, which I think is an interesting output that we have
I'm
right now.
I'm sure it's probably different from, totally different from if a Japanese writer interviews those butchers of little shops and starts writing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's really different.
Yeah.
And we Japanese always rediscover the beauty or the interesting parts of it looking through, you know, those foreigners' point of view.
Yeah, I think so too. Because sometimes I'll see something and I'll say, what is this? Like, what is this thing? And they'll be like, well, you don't know about whatever item is it is that they're showing me. I think I did this once with nukazuke. I was like, what is this?
Nukazuke is the Japanese type of pickles.
It's a type of pickles, but it's like, it's covered in the fermentation material, right? So if you're walking through the greengrocers and you see it, you're like, that, what is that?
What is the oldest cucumber?
We'll be right back.
I went down on 31st Street to pick up a jug of alcohol. Told the man to put in some water, but he wouldn't.
Family and NMD are the best. When are they on? They're on right now. BBC introducing In Beds, Hearts and Bucks. And here they are in the studio. How much text, the abuse we've had on text about getting you guys on the show tonight. Super stuff. Come forward, everyone. Hello, welcome.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Introduce yourselves. Let's go around, everyone, so everyone can hear who's who.
I'm Callum. I play the drums.
Callum on the drums.
I'm Ewan. I play guitar, I sing.
Ewan singing and guitar.
I'm Corin, and I'm on the bass.
And that leaves...
And I'm
to some, this could sound like popcorn in the microwave. But to a British Gas customer, it's the sound of a thank you. That's because we're thanking all of our customers with British Gas rewards, including things like a Skystore movie and many more. Join today. Offer subject to availability, conditions apply.
The Sex and Relationship Show with Lucy Beresford on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Welcome back to the Sex and Relationship Show. I'm Lucy Beresford. And don't forget, at 9, I'm taking your calls about your sex and relationship worries. I don't want you to feel like you ever have to struggle alone. So call me for some advice tonight. 0345 6060973. But let's go back to your call. Susan in Islington has been waiting incredibly patiently. Thank you, Susan. You wanted to talk to me about anal sex.
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How did it all start?
Well, we were in a relationship for a couple of years. We're both married in our 40s, a few kids between us, but we had a very healthy sex life. But it was the usual, you know,
missionary position
sort of.
And
yes.
Nothing wrong with the missionary position, I have to say, but
it was very sexy. We kind of knew it was like, I'll go further if you want to, and we just decided one night that we would do it, and we used Vaseline as a lubricant, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing, and we've been doing it ever since. Not kind of morning glory, you know, first thing in the morning or, you know, last thing at night. But if you go out for a drink and you come back and you're feeling very sexy, yeah. We've been doing it since then and it's been absolutely fantastic. It's been amazing. It doesn't feel dirty. It doesn't feel wrong. It's just been really good. Another part of feeling together and very close, you know?
Very connected. Very, very nice. Yeah, and, it, very and, connected. It's, and it's obviously something that you've come to together and sort of said, actually, why don't we try this? And as a result, yeah. You know, an amazing shared project, if you like. Were you mentioned sometimes going out, you know, having a drink and then coming back. Do you find that you have to be very relaxed when you do it? Or now, because, you know, with your partner, you're so used to doing it that you don't have to try that hard. It's just something that you do. You know it's going to be really pleasurable.
It's got less and less.
That was Tracy Byrd and the Keeper of the Stars here on the Dominion Diamond Saturday Afternoon Request Show. We're going to head back to the phone lines. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
I'd like to send a request to Cupcake and Divek, Dave and Cheryl, Maureen Alfred, Lisa Trabs, Shmoe, Dorothy and her brother Eric in Fort Simpson. Can you please play Mr. Man in the Moon by Patti Loveless?
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Bye now. Once again, you are listening to the Dominion Diamond Saturday Afternoon Request Show. I'm your host, Nadira Begg. Happy to be here with you today, and I'm going to be here with you until 5 o'clock today to take your request. So give me a call, the number 1-855-966-2552. Hello, good afternoon. Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
I'd like to send a request going out to my husband back in Waukee, Joseph Alexis, and all my kids back home, and to all the workers working out at the Waukee Community Store, to Cecilia, Ricky Rabska, and everybody else that's working there. Hope you guys have a good Saturday. And out to everybody else that's listening at Waukee, I know you guys are tuning in. Hey, happy Saturday, everybody out there. And it's coming from Gladys. Could I listen to a song, please?
What song did you want to hear, Gladys?
It's by Travis Tricks, Where Corn Don't Grow.
Where Corn Don't Grow. All right, I'll do that for you.
So many CDs, so many mixtapes, but I told my story. I didn't die and let nobody else tell it for me. I told it, you know, while I was here. It just shows me that I'm evolving, I'm progressing.
What was your very first job?
I think my first job was, 100% picking up recycling cans. Picking up cans, recycling them, putting dirt in them to make them heavier, and take them to the can, man. You know, you put a little dirt, a little gravel in there, kind of make it weigh more. You crush it. It's a trick of the trade.
Just a little extra on top of that.
Yeah, just a little more. It add up at the end.
How old were you?
9. Made like $60-$70. It was me and like my homeboy OJ. That's how we actually met, one of my most common collaborators, and we were just...
Welcome. You are listening to Raven Radio's online stream made possible by generous support from members like you. Not yet a member? Contribute now at kcaw.org to keep this stream flowing. Thank you.
I could hopped on a motorcycle and jumped a barbed wire fence. Bill, did Luke do well enough to win?
He needed 6. He got 6! And he's this week's winner with 15.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That was very impressive.
I feel like a crab who just escaped from a pot.
Coming up, given that the prophecy that the world would end this weekend doesn't seem to be coming true, we'll ask our panelists to predict what will be the cause of the end of the world. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations. And Lumber Liquidators, a proud sponsor of NPR, offering more than 400 styles, including hardwood, bamboo, laminate, and vinyl, with flooring specialists in hundreds of stores nationwide. More at lumberliquidators.com or 1-800-HARDWOOD. The Little Market, a nonprofit organization founded by women to empower female artists.
Young, dumb, and broke, but we still...
Hearts,
I'm going to play Hearts and Flowers and My Heart Bleeds Blue Borscht for you. You know, I mean, that is the kind of thing you hear in a classroom. It might not always be the way things
are. But a professional reporter knows how to balance a story. We don't do a litmus test on the politics of somebody when they come in for a job interview. We look at the stories they've written. We look for attribution. We look for the way it's written. We look for the power that it has. And maybe Fox does that. But you don't have that kind of a litmus test at most contemporary media operations. It's just...
Well, how do we know that? I mean, you know, how do we really know that?
I think it's time to move on to another story.
By the way, I wanted to mention Margaret Sullivan because you just mentioned her as the former public editor of the New York Times, and I wanted to interject and say, oh, I guess they don't have a public editor at the New York Times anymore. Isn't that right, Kellen?
Yeah, that's one of their mistakes. So.
Yeah, that was a position created after the scandals about 10 years ago, where it was discovered that reporters were making things up, and they brought it in to restore integrity and to have like a watchdog inside the newsroom.
That'll never happen again, right? You'll never have that again.
Well, I don't know.
Your daughter, your sister, your lover were your friends. Bam, bam, bam. Your mother, your daughter, your sister, your lover were your friends. Bam, bam, bam. We're every woman. Bam, bam.
Hi, I'm Strut.
Audience. Mainly Jamaican, because I'm Jamaican, so the essence of what I'm going to talk about draws heavily on the Jamaican experience. It's based on triggering memories and culture, and it uses music, stories, proverbs. It runs for 2 hours. It uses music quite heavily, and music of an older generation. I'm literally taking you down memory lane. From 1995, nothing exists musically. It's all pre that. And you will get everything from Mento, reggae, rocksteady, calypso, kaiso, all of those things that you get.
Yes, as a teenager, we had one of those radios with stations on, and I would trawl through and find a delight in hearing languages. I didn't have to understand them. The music of languages you could find. And, of course, the English I found was often from Radio Moscow and the Voice of America or China. And so I was hearing the other side of the Cold War when I did that. But the best experience I had was to find jazz coming from Paris on Monday nights, Jazz Panorama, at a time when there was no jazz on the BBC that I could find. And it was presented by Hugues Panassier, President de Haute Club de France. And their signature tune was Cornet Chop Suey by Louis Armstrong. And I was a devotee of that program.
rocket wheel.
Freeman got the whole the snap right. We'll keep giving him a hard time. We'll give him a hard time when we see him. Make sure that he's back on track, because when it comes into the playoff time, Andy's definitely going to have to step up big time. That's okay. We still love him very much. As the Yellow Jackets get ready to kick it off here to the Purple Raiders back for the...
Edge of Christmas.
To have my chance with you. Now last year's summer romance is this year's winter blues. I treated you so nicely to jewelry and champagne, but you left me empty-handed. Yeah, you left me feeling plain.
When music, man, when music was funky, when New York was funky, El Grupo Folclórico, Nueva Yorkino, from the recording, the classic recording, Lo Dice Todo, we heard the great Manny Oquendo, one of my favorite solos, man. You know what I'm saying? Talking, hablando, having a conversation with your soul. That's what music is about. You know, I know we've gotten extraterrestrial, especially with percussion, and today's... in today's music scene, or whatever it's called, you know, there's a different term for everything as years go by, but that's not what it's about, man. It's about communicate. Music is the language of the soul, man. And if you're not communicating with the soul, you know, and you're just communicating with the head, you know, your head, your brain is going to maybe not function one day, or when you pass away, your brain's gone with it, but the soul, the spirit lives on forever. So feed it, and feed us when you're playing an instrument. Feed us with your soul. You dig? Talk to us with your soul through your instrument. Anyway, the greatest catalyst for that, one of the greatest, el señor Manny José Manuel Oquendo. Fuimos tocayo. Yeah, el Grupo Folclórico Nacional, when New York was funky. Anyway, it's 4:06 in the afternoon. I'm here with my dear friend, Frank, who I've known. He's known me since I was a kid. He just popped in here, man. Frank, how you doing, papi?
Okay, man.
Beautiful, brother.
I'm very happy to see you here, man.
Yeah, we're here. That's Frank. He's a legendary fixer, man. A fixture here in Brooklyn. Siempre con la campana. Love you, Frank.
Yeah.
Love you, Frank. You look great.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get some information. I can't get into my email account, and I would love to give some information pertaining to how anyone who's willing to help monetarily or whatever, or buy some stuff, some much needed supply. I from what I remember of the list, it was like diapers. Baby food, I think medical supplies, stuff like that is much needed. Women's feminine products was on that list, much needed. And I'm trying desperately to get information on my phone so I can share it with you cats, because I know we in the community, Puerto Rico, lo que son puertorriqueño, cubano, dominicano, de la diaspora afro-caribeña, we are very, 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 very compassionate when it comes to things like this, and we pull together. In fact, before I you know, run some great, more great music on you, I went to a bombazo. I went to the
handcuffs. You could think about domination and submission in a much, maybe a tamer way, but ultimately I don't think you'll be satisfied. And I think you owe it to yourself to say, this is a really big deal for me. This is a really exciting part of my sex life. And I happen to be with somebody who just isn't interested. So I hope that helps. Let's go to Desmond in Pontefract. Hello, Desmond.
Hello, Lucy. I've been on before a while back. I don't know if you remember me, but I am blind, and my wife and I had a foot fetish, and she did.
Ah, yes.
And because we couldn't have sexual intercourse because of our disabilities, we started playing with each other's feet, and that turned us on because we couldn't do the sexual part of the thing, you know.
Yes.
But it's just brought it back because 7 years ago next week, it's when she died. It's nobody's fault.
Oh, but, gosh, but no,
obviously,
really.
Obviously, I've been thinking about it. And it,
yes, so poignant. It, with the anniversary of her death coming up.
Yeah, it will be next week, yeah.
Oh, I think we'll all be thinking of you next week, because that's always quite a tender time.
But I have been with somebody who has a foot fetish. I mean, my wife used to love to put stockings on, and I sucked her toes. And
yes.
She used to masturbate and kick me when she was masturbating. And we had a lot of fun, really. But
oh, you must miss her terribly. And this topic has probably brought that all back.
It has, and it's finding somebody really who, because I've got a bit more disabled now. I can't actually do the sexual act.
Mm.
And what happens is we found other ways to sort of, you know, enjoy ourselves sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's about, as I was saying to the previous person who emailed in, it, when you're in a sexual relationship, an intimate relationship, it's very much...
Diary. Drop me off some prawns on toast with you, Nige. Right, two for the price of one. This is our listener vote. Very simply, who would you like to hear two songs in a row from? Option A this evening is ABBA.
You are the dancing queen. Young and sweet, oh only 17.
So do you fancy two in a row from ABBA? If not, you can go for option B. This is going to be close. Queen.
Just give me a call. Stop me now. I'm having a good time. Stop me now. I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all. And you give it all you got. That bottom girl, you make the rocking world go round.
Great stuff. Right, the results to come after 10:30. Over to you. Text me A or B to 81333. You must start that message with the word Justin or it won't come through. Or you can give me a call. It's 0345 30 50 007.
Justin Dealey.
Across the Eastern Counties.
On BBC Local Radio.
Let's go to Barbara. Good evening, Barbara.
Hello, you. How are you tonight?
Very well indeed. I am wearing, I'm unzipping myself, I am wearing a vest tonight, Barbara. And you know what? It makes me feel like a man.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Just thought I'd share that with you.
Right. And by the way, before we start, it's B.
It's okay. It's B.
It's got to be B.
You're going to go for
it's
Queen,
got
to be
Queen. Yes.
I'll put you down for that. Now, Mark Olmond is coming on the show very soon, and he claims that he had a parrot who could sing his classic song, Tainted Love, Animals That Can Sing.
I've heard that. But you know me.
So you've got a parrot, haven't you?
That's right.
And your parrot is into Elvis.
That's right.
Now, this is the key thing here, Barbara. The parrot that you've got, and what's your parrot's name again?
Indy.
Can Indy actually sing any Elvis Presley songs?
He can't actually sing them, but he dances and he'll have a Twitter to Moody Blue, as I've spoken to you before. So, he's a great fan of Elvis, and any Elvis record that comes on, or whatever you play, or what I play, he goes quite berserk.
But apart from Elvis, and I think I get the impression that you play a lot of Elvis, are there any other songs that Indy dances away to?
Yes, there's one called Twinkle Twinkle Lucky Star.
Yes.
I don't really know the original singer, but I know a friend of ours that sings it. And when he hears this one come on, he knows the singer. And he'll dance up and down and say, Barry, Barry, Barry.
Right, OK. Barbara, there are a lot of lazy radio programmes on this planet that we live in. But what I'd like to do, and tell me where to go if you want to, but I think what I'd like to do is come round yours, you can put the kettle on for me if you want to, and we can actually...